Pastor Taiwo Ayeni. He's the president of Rehoboth Ministries in Texas. A man of power, a man of prayer, a man of the word. You can do better than that for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let's have a seat for a while. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank the Lord for an opportunity again tonight to share the word of God with you. I'm going straight into the communion. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 22 to 24. I'm talking about the divine meal that makes a new man. The divine meal that makes a new man. Don't take communion for granted. Many of us do. And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into this parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, bring the portion which I gave thee, or which I said unto thee, set it by thee. And the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, behold, that which is left, set it before thee and eat, for unto this time had it been kept for thee, since I said I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. Brethren, I want you to understand that this meal is a meal you eat with the Lord. And communion is a fellowship with the Lord. And any man that eat it unworthily, the Bible says he eateth damnation unto himself. But if you look at what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 9, you will see that the meal was prepared. It was a preparatory meal for his becoming a new man. And Samuel told the servant, he said, set it by thee. Because you are set apart, you are going to eat a meal set apart. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And you notice that the servant set apart the word, the shoulder. Why the shoulder? Because covenant meal is a meal that carries responsibility. The ark of the covenant must be borne upon the shoulders of prayer. And each time you eat the meal, the covenant meal, it is enhanced, it is empowered by much grace and much praying. And so the Bible tells us that Samuel took Saul and his servant. He took them to the parlor, to where they were invited to eat. Many have been invited, but few of you came. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray for you tonight that as you partake of this meal, your life will never be the same again in the name of our Lord Jesus. And notice that every time God calls you to a meal, he anoints you. Every time God calls you to a meal, he anoints you. Psalm 23. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou did what? Anointed my head with oil. After Saul ate with Samuel, what happened? In chapter 10 verse 1, he brought out a vial of oil and anointed him. And he told him that you will observe certain things as you go. Number one, you will see two men by the sepulchre of Rachel. They will tell you the servant, the asses that were missing have been found. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because after you receive the meal, revelation and visions are inspired. Praise the name of the Lord. So you will meet two men, women meaning witness. And then number two, you will see three men, one carrying three kids, two carrying three loaves of bread, and the third one carrying a bottle of wine. That is complete communion material. Praise the name of the Lord. And so as he began to go, the Bible tells us he got to the hill in chapter 10. He got to the hill where is called Bethel, the house of God, the place of prayer, and he met the three men. Praise the name of the Lord. And one of them gave him two loaves of bread. Praise the name of the Lord. The three lamb that the man was carrying is speaking of the Trinity. Praise the name of the Lord. The three loaves of bread speaks of the complete word of God. Praise God. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. It says, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to give inheritance among those that are being sanctified. So he gave him two loaves of bread. Praise the name of, which is what? Which is the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The divine instruction from God. And then from that moment,
Samuel told him that you will get to the hill of God and you meet some prophet who will begin to prophesy. And suddenly the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you will become a new man. What am I telling you tonight? Communion is associated with the Spirit. I told you yesterday that God is a Spirit and they that must worship Him or worship in the word is Spirit and in truth. So as you take the communion tonight, you are going to take it under instruction. You are going to take it under divine revelation. You are going to inspire the grace of God and tell God that this communion I'm taking tonight is not ordinary bread. It's not ordinary wine. I receive His body. I receive His blood. And whatever His body and His blood did to the first partaker of the communion before He went to Gethsemane, Lord, do it unto me tonight. If it heals, heal me. If it delivers, deliver me. If it transforms, transform me. If you open the eyes, open my eyes. If it gives them power and impact, give me power and impact. I want you to begin to pray right now. I want you to ask the Lord, say, Lord, I am going into communion with you. Communion is a relationship. Communion is fellowship. I am going into the communion with you. Lord, tonight as I partake of the eating, let it make an impact in my life. Let it give me a divine visitation. Let it give me a divine help. Let His mercy be released to me. Let His power be released to me. And as I eat tonight, let something different happen to me. Something different, let it happen to me. The Bible says, and the same night, the Lord took bread and He lifted it up and prayed. And He said, do this in remembrance of me. You can serve it now. And as often as you do, don't eat the bread until you are told to. Just open it and be ready. The Bible says He lifted up and He took the bread and He broke it. And He said, this is my body, which I give unto you. Eat it in remembrance of me. Father, I thank you that this bread is not ordinary bread. It is the body of Christ. It is the body of the Lord that is broken even for us. And as we eat this bread tonight, let it cause a divine visitation in our body. Let it cause our blood system to flow effectively. Let the yoke of our life be broken. Let ancient limitations, ancient frustration, ancient impossibilities, ancient destiny truncators be broken tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let light shine in the midst of darkness. Let strength be renewed. Thank you because you have done it, Lord. In Jesus' name, you eat communion standing. Praise the name of you. Remember? You eat communion standing. Put it in your mouth. Eat the bread now. And say, Father, I stand according to your word. I eat this bread tonight. Do what it said to do in my body. In Jesus' name. Communion is eating in a hurry. Communion is eating standing. Why? Because communion is associated with war. It's associated with battle. And Jehovah, the man of war, wants to see you do that. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that tonight, the Bible says, in the same night, He took the cup and He lifted it up and blessed it. And He said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Father, I lift up this cup tonight. I ask that as we partake it, the blood will go into our body system. It will go into our bloodstream. It will purify. It will eliminate, it will truncate every ancestral manifestation, every territorial imputation in our system. They shall be washed away by this blood. Whatever ordinances, whether written or spoken, have been said in our life, by the blood they are erased in the name of our Lord Jesus. Drink it right now. I want you to use the next 1 minute talking to the Lord. Talking to the Lord in warfare prayer. Begin to deal with foundations. Begin to deal with elemental forces. Begin to deal with powers that have made it a full-time job to truncate your destiny. Say to the Lord tonight, enough is enough. The man of war has risen with me. And tonight with the man of war, all house of wickedness, all powers of darkness, all destiny destroyers, all forces of wickedness, I challenge them tonight. My case is over, done with. My life has been transformed. By this communion, I have seen the Lord's hand. I have seen the Lord's goodness, and my mouth shall testify. And the powers of darkness shall be confounded. And I shall see the glory of the Lord. And I shall see the goodness of the Lord. And it shall be well with me. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Father, I commit your sons and daughters into your hand. I thank you, Lord, that this meal has been shared. We're thinking of your body and of your blood. We decree that tonight it is said to do what he has commanded to do. So shall it be tonight. In Jesus' name, the Lord, we pray. And everybody say, amen. Now is warfare time. Now, let's go to Psalm 119 verse 17. What does he say? He said, deal bountifully with me that I may live and keep thy word. Deal bountifully with me that I may live and keep your word. Begin to pray. Because Lord, Heavenly Father, tonight, deal bountifully with me. Deal bountifully with me. Deal bountifully with me. Deal bountifully with me that I may live. I don't want to die. Let me live to see your glory. Let me live to see your goodness. Cause life to flow through me. Deal bountifully with me. Deal bountifully with me. That I may live. 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 That I may declare your word. That I may keep your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Now, verse 18 says, open my eyes unto your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your word. Let's begin to pray. Open my eyes. By this communion, I will see. By this communion, I will see. I will see great things. I will see awesome things. I will see great things. I will see awesome things. Thank Heavenly Father. I will see the powers. I will see dominion. Thank Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Let me explain something to you. A brother left America and went to Nigeria. And as soon as he got to Nigeria, he went to the village at least 5 days after. He went with his cousin and they made the traditional meal for him. And he was about to eat. He saw ants at the edges of the plate. Ant, giant ant. And he said, no, what's this? What's happening? He told his cousin, do you see this? He said, no, I don't see anything. There's nothing there. It's good. The food is good. Is the place dirty? No, it's not dirty. He said, I see ant. Oh, he said, nothing like that. You are just imagining. How can ant be in this beautiful? Give it to me. I will eat it. He ate it and he died. The other brother refused to eat. What happened? God opened his eyes. Ask the Lord to now open my eyes. Open my eyes. That I may behold wondrous things in your word. Wondrous things in your word. Every power that want to hinder. Every power that want to kill. Every power that want to steal. Every power that want to destroy. Destroy them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Two more prayers to go. Jeremiah 15, verses 2 and 3. Jeremiah 15, what does he say? Jeremiah 15, he says, it shall come to pass, if they see unto thee, whither shall we go? Are you following me? After you have arrested your Gbanje, your family, the Yemoja, your family, the house of wickedness, your family, they will ask you, sir, we have been arrested, where do we go? See the answer. Then thou shalt tell them, go on, sir. Thou shalt tell them, what will you tell them? Thou shalt tell them, to death? Such of a famine to the famine, and such of a capital captivity. Let me explain this to you. Somebody asked Dr. Lukoya. He said, how is it that you have been so successful in ministry? Lukoya told them, until you are ready to kill many members of your family who are warring against you, you won't go far. Listen to me. Until you are ready to kill, you will not go far. Listen to me. Until you are ready to kill, you will not what? Go far. So Satan, Heavenly Father, those for death for death, those for captivity for captivity, those for the sword for sword, those for famine, I will live and not die. I will live and not die. I will live and not die. Everyone seeking my death, everyone for my destruction, everyone for my calamity, they will receive the sword, they will receive the sword, they will receive death, they will receive calamity. It is war. It is war. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Blessed, blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Finally, Jeremiah 16, 16. What does he say? Jeremiah 16, 16. We're going to fish them out. Those that we don't see. Those that we don't know. He said, behold, I will do what? I will send for what? Say the Lord. And what shall they do? They shall fish them. And after that, I will send what? Hunters. And they shall do what? Hunt them out. What is the prayer? Heavenly Father, every unknown enemy in my family, fish them out. Hunt them out. Fish them out. Hunt them out for your destruction. Prayer. Wherever they may be hiding, wherever they may be hiding, fish them out. Fish them out. Fish them out. Fish them out. Hunt them out. Let them not escape. Let them not escape. Let them not escape. None of them shall escape. None of them shall escape. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed, blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Now, let's pray for ourselves now. Finally, Hosea 14, verse 7. Hosea 14, verse 7. What does he say? He said, they that dwell under the shadow shall what? They shall return. They shall revive. They shall grow. And the sand shall be as the one of Lebanon. That's for in one prayer. Have you heard of return on investment? ROI, you are investing now. This investment, there shall be return. This investment shall revive you. This investment shall cause you to grow. Turn it to prayer, turn it to prayer. Heavenly Father, this month, February, I am investing time in prayer. I am investing time in separation. I am investing time in fasting. I decree and I declare, and there shall be return. There shall be return. Spiritual return. Financial return. Material return. Returns in my marriage. Returns in my business. Returns in my career. Returns in my life. Returns, returns. Say to the Lord, there shall be return. There shall be returns. There shall be returns. There shall be returns. Ah, there shall be revival also. Revive me, oh God. Revive me, oh God. I have had your word. I have had your word. Revive me. I have taken communion. Revive me. I have had your word. Revive me. I have taken communion. Revive me. Tell the Lord you want to grow in his word. Grow me in your word. Grow me in your word, because I fear your name. And unto them that fear his name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Let me bring forth sweet scent like the wine of Lebanon. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed, blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. And so, Father, your children have made a declaration. These are new men and women. By the reason of the communion, whatever they bound has been bound, whatever they lose has been loose. They have declared and made a declaration. that the hunters shall hunt them out, that the fishers shall fish them out, that those for death for death, those for sword for sword, those for captivity for captivity, those for the devourer for devourer, so shall it be as they have declared. And concerning their life, they have declared, they shall return on investment, they shall revive, they shall grow, and they shall bring forth sweet scent like the one of Lebanon. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Have your seat rejoicing. Praise the name of the Lord. Yesterday, we began looking at next level adversary, overcoming the next level adversary. And I shared with us from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 27. And the tree of the field shall yield a fruit, and the earth shall yield an increase, and they shall be safe in the land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of the yoke, and deliver them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. Father, thank you, because interpretation is yours, revelation is yours, inspiration is yours. And all glory and honor belong to you, that tonight you will open our eyes to fresh understanding of this subject matter beyond our wildest imagination. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the Lord. Blessed, blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, the Lord, we pray. And everybody say, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight, I want you to understand that yesterday, for the sake of you who are not here, we look at this scripture and we define adversary as the enemy who have chosen it as a full-time assignment to make sure you do not enter into destiny. They want to cause frustration and delay. They want to make sure that in whatever way you want to go, they are ready for you. But I pray for you that every enemy that want to see when God will sleep will die watching, in the name of our Lord Jesus. So, and we looked at it also that an adversary, are you following me, is the one that has made up his mind to do everything possible that you will not make it. And I want you to understand, the Bible said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I told you one of the adversaries was a man called Ziba who tried to truncate the blessings of Mephibosheth. Another man was called Balak and Balaam. Balaam was invited to curse Israel. And he said, I cannot curse whom God has not cursed. And I want you to understand, Jeremiah Lamentation tells us in chapter 3, verse 26, he said, to subvert a man in his cause, God does not approve. Who seeth the things and it cometh to pass, if the Lord has not commanded it. Listen to me tonight. There are things happening that God has not commanded. And if God does not command it, have not commanded it, you should never allow it. Shout out to me, Heavenly Father, whatever I may be going through that you have not commanded, I refuse it, I reject it, I renounce it. Therefore, it goes back to sender. It is null and void. And I said to us that God invited us to his holy hill and invited us to the holy hill to cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. And I said, one of the things you do in his holy hill is to ascend, is to stand, is to abide, and to dwell. And I said, when you dwell in his holy hill, you must know how to ask. You must know how to hear. You must know how to look. You must know how to see. And I said to the man in Revelation chapter 3 verse 8, understood the principle. And what did he do? He carried the oil there, because the oil is grace. And I told you that you need the oil upon the altar for the fire to keep burning. The oil connects you to the altar, and the altar connects you to the throne. And there he saw a man sitting on the throne, and because all answers to prayer come from where? From the throne. Hebrews 4:16. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that ye may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And I said to us that David was a man who understood the principle so much that he said, my voice you will hear in the morning. From one, it went to three. From three, it got to seven. And from seven, it got to one. I will praise the Lord our God at all times, and his praise shall be continually in my mouth. And I concluded by telling us that when you praise God and pray to God, what happened? Fruit will come. John chapter 15, verse 7 to 8. It says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask me whatever you want and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8 says, for in this is my Father glorified, that you do what you bear more fruit. You see, there is no point praying where there is no answer. That's fruitless prayer. God is not glorified. God is only glorified when there is fruit in the place of prayer. And when you pray, and there is no fruit, you cry, there is no fruit. It's time to check and say, God, what is happening? It is an indicator that there are agencies of darkness trying to truncate your prayer life. They are prayer destroyers. They are the ones carrying satanic umbrella to hinder the rain of God falling upon your seed. And when the rain does not fall upon your seed, your fruit will not come. I pray for you tonight, every power that have stood the ground to insist and to mandate that you will not make it, they have failed tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus. That you are under the atmosphere of this anointing. Your liberty and your freedom has come in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what does the Bible call them? Ezekiel 34, 27 calls them the bands of the yoke. The band is after I've broken the bands of your yoke, the tree will bear fruit, the heart will yield increase. What are the bands of the yoke? Bands of the yoke are the agencies of darkness that are colluded and gathered together to make the word of God a lie. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. It is exactly as God has said. But when it's not turning out the way it is written, then you need to look inward. One of the agencies of darkness is in the Bible. All I'm going to tell you. One of the agencies of darkness that is common, that operates willingly among many, who lack understanding, is called the spirit of impossibility. Let's look at Matthew 22. Matthew 22, 25 to 27. Matthew 22, 25 to 27. What does he say? Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, disease, he died. And having no child or issue, left his wife unto his brother. That's tradition. And the second one took her, and the third one took her, and the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. I tell people where I preach this message, that family must not be a Nigerian family. Are you following me? I guarantee you, it's either the non-Nigerian or Jewish. Because a Jewish family will do something. Remember Judah. Judah, after the first son of Tamar died. Are you following me? The second one died. He told Tamar, go to your father's house. Alele, go and wait. When the third one is grown up, I will call you back. A Nigerian and a Jew, they think they like. Are you following me? A Nigerian will say, what is happening? Number one died. Number two died. What is happening? Go to your father's house. We'll call you. We'll send for you. This family had no wisdom. Seven sons. That's the spirit of impossibility. Impossibility is it that stops a man from getting to the place of destiny. No matter how he walks. No matter the opportunity. No matter the environment. No matter the climate. Expose him and order to the same climate, he will not perform. Why? Because there is a barrier over his life. My mom married to such a family where every member of the family died at 59 plus or 60. The moment they cross 60, they die. Are you following me? The grandfather and the family died 60. The father died 60. My stepfather that my mom married, are you following me, died at 59 plus for a few days to his birthday. And what happened? That's impossibility. Put a bar over there that you will not cross 60. Are you following me? You will not cross 60. And here was a notable evangelist. Oh, my stepfather could pray. He could pray tomorrow's prayer today. But he did not catch that revelation of that there was a satanic barrier. I pray for you. In the midst of God, you will not be blind. In the midst of light, you will not be blind. In the midst of revelation, you will not be blind. I know it's in the bosom of the Lord. But I want you to understand that the blessing I need to enjoy on earth, I don't want to go to heaven to go and enjoy it. I want to enjoy here and then go to heaven and go and have the addition. So impossibility is a spirit. A sister had 32 brothers proposed to her. Oh, my sister is looking at me like this. 32. Your Bible will say, oh, Lord, your queen. 32. I can tell you all my wife's life. I didn't think she had up to 3 proposals. But this one had 32. And I happened to be the third person who proposed her. She said, yes. Praise the name. But these are 32. And the first brother that met her, according to testimony, said, when I met her, she said to me, did I advertise to you I'm looking for a wife, for a husband? By the way, what is your salary? He said, level 8. Is that to eat dinner at Nikon Noga or to eat lunch at Sheraton? See, before I open my eyes, disappear like smoke. And what happened to the brother? The brother said, immediately she spoke, my spirit just died inside me. Are you following me? And his legs began to have fellowship with one another, knocking together. Are you following me? When he left the sister from that day, grace departed from him.